find that Avraham, you find that Sarah was very eloquent. Do we find Rivka? Do we find Rivka being as eloquent? I don't know.
No.
So it's very interesting. Is that I'm trying to make a suggestion based upon. It's a very interesting point that Avraham, he went and he told Sarah, "You are going to be the speaker. You're going to be the negotiator. When we come to the Pelishtim and they're going to hold us up at the airport and they're going to want to know what's going on."
How old was Rivka when they went to the?
She was 13. She was at least 23. Rashi says she was 3 years old when they got married.
Yeah. She, okay. So maybe a 23-year-old woman is not as impressive as a.
He was about 70. He was about 70, 70, 80 years old already.
Right. She was a distinguished speaker.
No. So Yitzchak was. Okay.
Right.
Yitzchak was a big darshan. Yitzchak. Right.
Yeah.
And I want to bring you right because generally you find that the son takes after the mother. It's very, very common. These type of things, you have, so it alternates. So if you look at Avraham and Sarah, now Avraham and Sarah, the very fact that Avraham said to Sarah, you're going to negotiate, not me. When we come to the Eretz Pelishtim, you're going to be the one that's going to negotiate. You're going to tell them that you're going to say to them that I am your brother. They had a son. Who was their son? Yitzchak. Yitzchak got the koich adibur from who? His mother. That's very common. The son takes after the mother. So now when they come to Eretz Plishtim again, the next generation, who's the negotiator? The son. Yitzchak, he's the big talker here. He says to Avimelech, this woman is my sister. Do you see this? It's Vayikiyachol Hayom Kishom Vayishka Vaymelach. Vayishalu Anshe Makom LeIshtoi Vayoymer Achoisihi. Why is it that Yitzchak is the one that's talking? Why isn't it Rivka that's talking? Why is it that his parents, Avram and Sarah, it was Sarah that did the negotiations, whereas here it is Yitzchak that is doing the negotiations? What changed? What changed over this generation? Okay, just a thought. Let's take a look over here. What it says over here. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum over here says, "Ushiilu anoshe asra." The people of the place, they said, "Okay, over here it's a machem al iske itase." The people of the place, the people asked him regarding his wife, le itase. Here it says le itase, and in the parentheses there are two more words, al isak itase. Okay, they asked him le itase. Va'amar, and he said, "Achosi, she's my sister." Are, why did he do this? Tehili was afraid. Lamemar to say, it is see, she is my wife. Dilma maybe. Yiktilunani, they will kill me. Anoshe Asra, the people of the city, Alivka, regarding Rivka, are, because Shapiras Chazuhi, she was good looking. She was beautiful in appearance. And therefore, who knows what they would do to her? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says leishtoi alishtoi, regarding his wife. Kamo imrili, say regarding me, achihu. Okay, he's over here. He's coming to make a comparison to what it says by Abba. The same exact story when Avraham and Sarah went. There also means regarding me. Okay, let's go for the next pasuk. Vayihinu was ki aruchol osham hayyamim. They were there a very long time. Vayashkev avimelch melch plush melch halon vayavine yitzchak mitzachik esriv koyishto. They were there for a long time. So in other words, he was successful. He was able to get away with it. They left him alone. No one bothered him. No one abducted her. Isn't that interesting? Last time when Avraham went, they abducted Sarah. Here, ki aruchol lo shom hayamim. Here they left him alone. What's the pshat? So I want to say the pshat is because Avraham gave them Musa. Avraham, you see over here the koyach of Avraham. And Avraham,
he could not speak.
Avraham, when after Sarah was abducted, what did Avraham say? He says, "Rak ki ein yiras Elokim b'makoyim hazeh v'haraguni al devar ishti." So you see, Avraham told the people, "You have a wonderful society here, but there's one thing that's missing. What's missing over here is yiras shemayim." That statement of Avraham made an impact upon the people. How do you know that statement made an impact upon the people? Because here we are, a generation later, and they didn't go take her away right away. They let them go. They didn't chap her like they chap Sarah. How come they didn't right away go take her? It must be because the impact of Avraham lingered, his musa lingered. Okay, whatever it is. He looked through the window. Targum says, they were there for a very long time. Tamon, Yoimaya, Sagiu means in abundance. Over there of days, they were there for many, many days. The king Avimelech, he looked. Istri means like histakel. Listakel means to gaze intently. Diplishtoe, min charaka, from the window. He looked out of the window. Vachazah, and he saw. And what did he say? Vachazah, vaho Yitzchak mechayich im Rivka, it is Yitzchak was laughing. Now notice this is a play on the words. Yitzchak mitzachik. Yitzchak is mitzachik. It's a very interesting expression. He's like, it's like a poetic expression, a play on the words. What did Sarah say? Sarah, she says, she called him Yitzchak. She says, Tzchoik osli elokim kol hashamea, yitzachak li. All those that here will rejoice with me. So Yitzchak was mitzachek. I don't know. Yeah, it's whatever this means. It means Yitzchak was mitzachek. Eis Rivka Ishta. Mechoyech means he was laughing. Okay, Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi ki aruchu amar me'ata ein lulu. This is a very interesting expression. Rashi over here says that why did this happen? Complacency. Yitzchak was very, very careful when he first arrived that no one should know that they're married. But once he was there for a period of time and nothing happened to him, he got complacent. He was there for a long time. Omar, he said, Me'ata, ain't li lid, nothing to worry about. Me'acha shaloy anasuha ad achshof. Nothing happened to her until now. No one abducted her. No one went and attacked her. No one did anything until now. V'lo nizar liyos nishmor. He was not careful to be on guard. Ba'yashkev amelech v'goymer. And here Rashi says something that is a little shocking. Ro'o mishamesh mitosoy. How is that possible? How is that possible? That he saw Mishamesh Mitosai. Even the simplest person in the world would not allow this to be seen. How is it possible that he was able just to look through the window and he saw what was going on? It's a pell. I don't know what the answer is. And it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. All it says in the Pasuk is Yitzchak Mitzachek. The Targum says Mitzachek means is Mechayich. Mechayich means to smile. Okay? It doesn't mean anything more than smiling. And he says, Meshamesh Mitosai. Let me see if we can see over here the Ma'at Sodi. Ma'at, sorry. Give me one moment to turn to the page. Alright, here we go. Pasik Ches. In the Ma'at, sorry. He was here a number of days. And the Istaki, Charuk, in the window. Targum Tzichoik. It means to laugh, okay? The nearest Hakavona kan mishtashaya kmoshakosav. I don't know who this person is. Shamilot Sirchoi Bloshana Kodesh Yeshla Kano Muvanim Loshan Lag, Loshan Simcha, Loshan Sos called Simcha, Vagam Loshan Maase Shashua, Vyatochin Shagam Shashua. What does it mean Shashua? Shashua means to be delightful. It means like to laugh. It means like to laugh. V'itachin shagam choich baramis yesh loy choyros elu ve'ein perusha kan loshem simcha miloy tirgim chadi. Does not mean to rejoice. Okay, so it would appear that there's a machlokes in Rashi and the Targum. The word tzachoik over here means many. There's a many, many translations of the word tzachoik. Tzachoik means to rejoice. It means to laugh. It means, according to Rashi, it means over here what he says is mishamish mitosai. And according to the Targum, it means mechayech. Mechayech means to smile, or to laugh. And according to at least the Targum, just from the way he spoke to her was an indication that they were married. And according to Rashi, Rashi is much more graphic, which is a little bit shocking. All right, let's go further now. Okay, one other word over here that's interesting over here is the word for window, acharka. Now this is a very good. nice word, because what is the word? What? Because where do you have this word? Meitzitz min hacharakim. This is a very famous pasuk in Shir HaShirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitzitz, he gazes min hacharakim. Hashem, he looks from the lattice work. By Yikra, so here it says in the pasuk, he looks at the chaloin. Ba'ad hachaloin. Avimelech, he looked by the chaloin. The word, what is chaloin? Targum. Targum says min haraka. The word min hacharakim. Meitzitz min hacharakim. The window doesn't mean a big window. It means he looked, he peered through the lattice work. He looked at the pee hole. Right, he was able to see, he was spying on them. If you look at the pasuk, read the pasuk at a very simple level, it means there was a big window and someone was just looking in the window. How could Avraham and Sarah be so open and just let people look in their window? So the Targum says, no, it wasn't a big window. Everything was closed. There was a teeny little aperture in the wall, like lattice work, through which Avimelech he gazed through. And that's why he ties the word charaka miloshen charakim, which is lattice work, like in Shir HaShirim. Okay, next. Vayikra Avimelech liYitzchak. Yitzchak Avimelech called to Yitzchak. Vayema ach hinei ishtecha ach. Behold, hinei. Behold, ishtecha hi. This is your wife. Ve'ech omarta. How can you have lied to me? Achosi. Vayoymer elav Yitzchak ki omarti pen omus olecha. I was scared for my life. Meshan, and you lie a lie when it comes to Koch Nefesh. Targum, Ukrul Avimelech Yitzchak, Vamar Brambot, Ho Itisachi, the Ed Cain, yet Amart, you said to me, Achosi Hish, she's my sister, Vamar Le Yitzchak, Are Amoris. The reason why I said this was Dilma, a Mus Alai, would die because of her, because of this. If I had no choice. Let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, let's go back to the Targum. Let me just see if there's anything of note that we should pay attention to. Okay, let's go further. Pasuk Yud. Vayoymer Avimelech Mazoi Sosis. What have you done? Lanu Kimat Shachav Achad Ha'om Es Ishtecha V'Heveso Leinu Asham. What have you done to us? It almost happened that one of the people, the Achad means the greatest of them all, me, myself, would have lied, es ishtecha, with your wife, hevesa aleinu asham, targum, ba'amar avimelech, mo do avadeto lono, what have you done to us? Kizer, kizer means almost, or small amount, pon, this is a very interesting word, kizer pon, he's translated the word kizer pon is, it means kima'at. What have you done, kizair, kima'at, and then he's saying these two words, this one word, kima'at, it appears he's translating with two words. We have to see what this means. Shachiv dimiyocheid be'amo. The one that is unique among the nation. Who is unique among the nation? The king. In itisach ve'ayiseisa alono, you would have brought upon us choiva harm. Now, let's see the Rashi first. Rashi says, Achat ha'om ha-meyuchod bo'om ze'hanach. That's exactly what the Targum says. The Targum says, Dim yocheid bo'amo. The one that is unique among the nation, who is that? Rashi, ha-meyuchod bo'om ze'hanach. Ve'heves aleinu osham, you have brought upon us guilt. Im shochav kivor, if I would have done this in the past, Hevesa aleinu asham, you would have brought upon us guilt. Okay, now let's go back to the Targum and look in the Ma'at Sari, which we do not have. And here it says, Kize'er. I'm going to read you what it says over here about this very bizarre expression. We have here the word kemat. Kemat, it almost happened. In English, how does it translate this English over here? What have you done? One of the people might, what have you done to us? Kemat. What have you done to us? One of the people might have lain with your wife and you would have brought guilt upon us. It does appears that in the English translation on this page, they did not translate the word kima'at. Isn't that amazing? You skipped the whole word. This English translation is suspect. They do that a lot here, I notice, in this English. They just skip words. What have you done to us? one of the people might shochav achan ames ishtecha. Now, so it seems like the word, maybe the same word might, kim'at, might. Is that what it's doing over here? The word kim'at means might. What does it do over here in the Targum? The Targum over here says, Rama Machel Mo Do Avad Talanu Kizair Pon. What does that mean? So let me read you what it says over here in the Ma'at, sorry. Kizair Pon Shechev Kima'at. What is, in other words, this is the translation, Hoya Koire Asher. Kizair, so how does it, what is the Kaloimar? Let's see. Hoyot Sofui Sheyikre. It was prone. It was inevitable that it would happen. Let's see. Cause of Rokeach, Shamila Pon, Bolivarer Hamila. The word Pon is not really part of the translation of the word. Vikanhi Bolivarer Hamila Kimaat. Okay. Shachav zu mishimushe lashon arami ve'ein kinegda mila b'lashon ha'kosav v'ayin ma'ashakosav l'kamon v'haroitzim l'farish shahu lashon pen, maybe yiskishu l'farish targum yodas v'nuzil b'v'yikra shatirgim dilma tista'avun poin. So what is he trying to say? Over here he's saying kizair means almost. It almost happened. It seems that the word pon means an occurrence. An occurrence. Kemat means kize'er, which is small amount. Small, you know, ze'er means small. And here means the occurrence was very near to happen. And that means the word pon really is not in the pasuk. The word pon, that's what he's trying to say over here. He's saying from the Farshim that the word pon is not an accurate translation of anything that it says in the pasuk. All it says here is the word kimat. Kimat means small. Ze'er. Small what? So he adds a word, the Targum. You have to sometimes add words into the Pasuk. The occurrence of what I'm about to tell you, that Shochav Achad Am Es Ishtecha was very near, it was a close call. This occurrence would have happened. Here he goes on in the Ma'at, sorry to say, someone to suggest that the word Pon means maybe. Now maybe is really what the English translation has done. One of the people might have lain with your wife. The English translation is adding the word, is understood, the word kimat means maybe. There was a possibility. And it's not telling you, here's what's very interesting, it's not telling you the probability. Let's say you would want to put this in terms of numbers. Here you have a situation, if this thing would happen 100 times, how many of those 100 times would the result be that the Achad HaOm would come to do this Aveira? So according to the English translation, one of the people might, it doesn't tell us, which leads us to suspect it's not more than 50-50. 50-50, it could have happened this way, it could have happened the other way. Maybe it's less, maybe it's more, but if you don't know, if it's not being specified, you have a right, you don't have to assume the worst. You can say it means 50-50. If this story would repeat itself multiple times, you would discover that 50% of the time, the result would be that the king would, the Achad HaOm would have done the Avera, and 50% of the time, the Avera would not have happened. Along comes the Targum, and the Targum said it's not with the word kimat. Kimat doesn't mean maybe. Kimat means kize'er, which means it came that close. There was a 95% chance that this would have happened. It was, kimat means small. Small means, or in our context, it means just about. Just about what? The occurrence of what I'm about to say, shachav achad ha'ames yishtecha. So here's the dilemma. Is the word kemat mean maybe, like the English translation? And that means the word pon means pen. Al tikre pon ela pen. Hishomer lecha pen. Guard your pen, your ballpoint pen. Pon means maybe. Kizair means, and this is, so then the extra word of the Targum is the word kizair, which means a small amount, which I don't know how that's not part of the pasuk. Or is it the other way around? The word kizair is the literal translation of the word kima'at, which seems to be the case, and the extra word that's not part of the pasuk is the word pon, which means an occurrence, a mikra. It's a translation for the word mikra. Now, give me a second. I have here another sefer on Unkelus. I have it in the other room. I want to get it and see what it says. One second. Does anyone know what the Sha'ari Aaron is? The Sha'ari Aaron on Chumash, like a 20-volume set. So this Sefer is the Mechaber's son. He did something very interesting. He took out from his father's 20 volumes everything that his father wrote about the Targum. It's a new Sefer. It's unbelievable what he did over here.
What's your name? Aaron what?
The name of the family, the name is Roder. Resh Vav Tes Resh. The son's name is Menachem Tzvi Roder. I don't know how to pronounce it. Resh Vav. What he did was he took from his father has a sefer of Avram Yeshaya Roder.
Avram or Aaron?
I'll say Aaron Yeshaya. Shlita, his father's alive. His father's still putting out Svarim. He's putting out Svarim Shulchan Aruch now. The same style as it's a very, very, very famous set. They have it here in the Shulchan, the whole set. It's like a 20-volume set. And he goes through every single pasuk, and he brings all the mafarshim and he explains every single word of the pasuk. And he also tells you what the Targum says. So his son took his father's sefer and he just extracted everything that his father wrote about the Targum, just on the Targum. So here I have it, and let's see what it says over here. One second.
He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish.
Whose father?
Aaron. Yeah.
You know you're looking it up already on the computer.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Sha'ari Aaron. It's a very chashuv sefer. Everyone quotes it. Everyone uses it. They have it here in the shul. Okay, here we go. It says over here, Achad Ha'am, Kizer, here it is, okay? Kizer Pon Shechev. So he translates over here, Kima'at Hoya Shechav. Okay, that's the Hebrew translation. So Kizer means almost. He translates here the word Pon to mean Hoya. It would have occurred. Venerally, the Milas Pon Perusha Hoya. He's quoting his father. His father writes that the translation of the word Pon, this is a very hard word to translate in Aramaic. What does the word Pon mean? Perusha Hoya. Okay, Kaloimar. Kimaat Hoya Hoya Shoyche. Hoya Hoya. It would have happened. The Im. Taniach oisai kipshuto, ye mashmu usoi, kimat shochav muchlat, vizeloi nochoin, ulusoif hoisif milas pon, loshna koidish mikatzer, vichain haperish buchol hamukoimais. You cannot translate the words literally, kimat shochav. That's not grammatically correct, kimat hoyo shochav. This may have happened. Now I think you get an appreciation, it's an unbelievable, now you get an appreciation for Rashi. Look at the Rashi on the page. Vehevesa oleinu asham im shochav kivar. What is Rashi saying over here? What is Rashi saying? What does we know? If you would have done this im shachav kivar in the past, Rashi is bothered that that you can't translate this word literally. Vayomer melech mazoy sosi solanu kimat shachav. If only it almost as if only shachav. It almost sounds like he was hoping for it to happen. Kimat means almost. Shochav, I almost succeeded. That's not what it means. Kimat shochav o kivar. If this would in the past have happened, then I would be in a lot of trouble. Because you can't translate it literally. If you translate this literally, it's like it's almost a future tense. Kimat, if only shochav. If I could still do this.